Or whatever, and come back and talk to her by 8:45. When it comes to 8:40, he come back home with the same little short black man, Ismail, and somebody telling us, and he's telling the man who got killed, his fiance, saying that they're gonna come and talk to them another day. And we said to them, we've been out here a long time, we feel tired, what's going on? So then now we decide, as big people, say, you know what happened? We're gonna go because we are bigger elder people. By then time, the youngster them get frustrated already.
Well, what happened is, so when the women decided it's 8:45, we've been out here with our children most of the day, we're going home. When the guys see the women going home, then the guys got frustrated because they recognize that we're just wasting another 4 hours. That we were no wiser, that no one has seen fit. Even though we came out here, a couple hundred of us, they still didn't see fit to speak to us.
Yep.
So that frustration now started to build up. And when they saw a couple unmanned police cars, it's like a red rag for a bull. Why would you leave? It's just the next road along. Why leave two unmanned police cars there? Even if the cars isn't manned.